This is the opening market report for Wednesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined this morning by Jim McCormick of AgMarket.net for the opening market discussion. Jim, what's happening with the trade in the grains?
Hey, good morning. We are seeing a little bit of weakness here, but we are off the overnight lows. Corn steady to down about a half cent on the opening few minutes of the trade. Same thing for the beans. I got to tell you, Mark, it's been a very, very quiet trade wise, volume wise, the last couple of days, as this market seems to be a little bit froze, waiting to see what the USDA says on Friday, the big September WASDE report. The trade is anticipating the crop to get a little bit smaller. We obviously just came through one of the warmest, hottest Augusts on record. We know that hurts bean yields traditionally. And then on the corn side of the equation, diseases just run rampant in parts of the Midwest. So the market's looking for the supply to get cut a little bit, but offsetting that, which is giving people a little bit of pause, is the demand side of the balance sheet, interesting enough. When the government raised the yield dramatically in August, they raised the demand dramatically in corn to offset it. I will argue the feed demand is way, way too high. There's no way we're going to increase our feed usage that much based on less livestock we're feeding due to the screwworm issue. And then on China, potentially, I mean, we could lose, 10 to 15 million metric tons of business due to the lack of Chinese purchases. So the export number side on the demand of the this export side of the balance sheet looks like it could be overstated, which will mute any kind of a supply revision, downward revision.
That was Jim McCormick with AgMarket.net. We will have a check of the numbers next. With over 100 combined years of auction and real estate experience, the team at Merit Auctions is prepared to help you gain full exposure to the market and achieve maximum return on your assets. Specializing in live auctions, timed online-only auctions, and virtual online auctions, Merit Auctions gives you options to fit your goals. With offices in Iowa and Indiana and the ability to travel nationwide, the team at Merit Auctions is ready to handle all aspects of your sale. Visit meritauctions.com today to learn more. December corn down 1 1/4 at 418.5. November soybeans down 1 1/4 at 1030 even. October soybean meal down 240 at 285.30. October soybean oil down 3 cents at $49.90. Chicago wheat down 2 pennies at $5.18 1/4. Minneapolis wheat down 3 cents at $5.71. Kansas City hard red wheat down 1 3/4 at $5.08.5. December oats up 1 1/4 at $3.22.5. On the Merck, October live cattle up $1.83 at $2.32 even. September feeder cattle up $3.25 at $3.54.95. October lean hogs up 93 cents at $97.05. Class 3 milk unchanged at $17.74. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.